my soul. Send a great revival in my soul. Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.
We welcome you to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College. From our studio in the heart of the Silicon Valley, Pastor Treiber joins you today for a special time of revival and encouragement. We pray you'll be blessed as you listen to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Hello, good neighbor, and thank you so much for listening to the broadcast today. Monday, trust you had a great day yesterday. How could you not? It's the Lord's Day, and I'm certain you were there for Sunday school, Sunday morning, Sunday night, and of course, we're going to be there on Wednesday night. Again, I want to say yesterday, happy birthday, Reagan, our granddaughter, and age 14 yesterday. God bless you, hon. We're proud of you. Well, this week, it's Golden State Baptist College final examination. All every day, they're in their finals. And I'd like you to pray for these students that they do their very best and get everything done and accomplished and get further prepared to serve the King of Kings. Well, here's a good song for you from your college. They're singing today, "Help is on the way." There's a good thought. You need help along the way with your finals. We all need help today. I think you'll enjoy it as the young people sing for us. Thank you for listening.
To the weary, weary traveler, walking down life's road, to the one who's heavy laden, trying to bear the load, to the soldier who's been wounded in the battle for the Lord. Lift up the bloodstained banner, but don't lay down the sword.
Hold on a little longer,
help is on the way.
Hold on a little longer,
you'll find strength today.
Walk on a little further,
and His word obey.
Hold on
a little longer, help is on the way. Any moment, you're gonna look up, you'll see through your tears. Any second, you're gonna realize a holy presence near, and you'll witness all the strongholds of the enemy fall down. Hold on a little longer, you'll hear sweet victory sound.
Hold on a little longer,
help is on the way.
Hold on a little longer,
you'll find strength today.
Walk on a little further,
and His word obey.
Hold on a little longer,
help is on the way.
Hold on a little longer,
help is on the way.
Help is on the way. And whatever it is today that you need, help is always. Call unto me, and I'll show thee great and mighty things that thou knowest not. How about Hebrews 4:16, that we have the right and the joy and the blessing to come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find help. When I was in college, I would claim Psalm 12, verse 1, "Help, Lord." A lot of times I go to a quiz or a final or a test and say, "Help, Lord." And then sometimes I wouldn't do as well as I wanted to. And I said, "Help, Lord, help me get this." And that was always a key for me, turning, always looking to God to help. And you know what? I wish I could say my entire life I've done that. Sometimes I trust my own ability to deal with things than God. Now, I don't mean that blasphemy. It's just, you know, human nature, weak Christians. And sometimes I think, well, I'm going to have to handle this one, when God says, casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. Now, we are closing out today and tomorrow, April. I'm telling you that Wednesday is May the 1st. And it's about time, and we won't talk about it today or this week, but it's really about time for you to figure out the summer. And let's not make an entire summer of vacation. Let's stay faithful to the house of God, the things of God. Let's not be gone every week and here and there and all that. Plan your schedule accordingly. Plan what projects you want to get done. Did you want to paint the house? Well, paint it. Did you want to, whatever it is, let's take care of it. Let's plan it. And then once you have your plan, let's work our plan. Here's a song. When Jesus Speaks Life, girls, ladies, the trio, you sing for us. I know you'll love it. And it's what our Lord does. He speaks life to us.
The story began with the death of a friend and a man weeping close by his tomb. The one man from Nazareth and the dead man named Lazarus would astonish those mourning the doom. Well, you know the story, how the power of his glory raised Lazarus from death unto life. When Christ called his name, everything changed, and Lazarus walked out alive. When Jesus speaks life, death has to flee. Grave clothes are loose, the captive set free. No matter how long you've been in the grave, new life will come when he calls your name. Just know for sure he knows where you are. Whatever the tomb, wherever the graveyard, no power can stop the hand of our God when Jesus speaks life. If you read a little further, the murder of Lazarus, the one Jesus raised. The religious were jealous and all the more zealous to stop all those giving him praise. But they'd soon discover the truth of God's power and that death was subject to Christ. No matter, however, despite all their efforts, with God's given life, when Jesus speaks life, death has to flee. Grave clothes are loose, the captive set free. No matter how long you've been in the grave, new life will come when he calls your name. Just know for sure he knows where you are. Whatever the tomb, wherever the graveyard, no power can the hand of our God. When Jesus speaks life, death has to flee. Grave clothes are loose, the captive set free. No matter how long you've been in the grave, new life will come when he calls your name. Just know for sure he knows where you are. Whatever the tomb, wherever the graveyard, no power can stop the hand of our God when Jesus speaks life. When Jesus speaks life.
Today I'm in the book of Luke, chapter 16, and all this week, the entire week, I want to speak to you about this subject, stewardship. And by the way, I'm just not speaking about money. The Bible says that we're a steward. A steward, please get it down in your notes somewhere. A steward is one who manages the property, the valuables, or the possessions of another. Do you know everything I have in life is God's and I manage it all? Ye are not your own. You've been bought. I am a manager of this voice. God gave me a voice and I can use it for myself or I can use it for him. And yes, it's treasures, your tithes, your offerings, your gifts, treasures. But what about your talents? Are the gifts that God gave you? If God gifted you to be a giver financially and you're not a giver, then you're wasting the gift that God gave you. If God gave you the ability to sing and you have a voice to sing and you're not in the choir, so, well, I'm not in the choir because I'm more of a soloist. Well, Yeah, well, I don't know if we still have the rule. I don't think we do. But well, it used to be if you're not going to sing, if you're not good enough to sing, if you're too good to sing in the sing a solo and not sing the choir, you're not good enough to sing the solo. No, I don't believe in that stuff. I'm a soloist. I'm not a choir person. Well, that's pride. Stewardship is you're a steward of your time, your talent, your treasure. We're stewards of everything. You're a steward of the children. Your children are not your own. They're inherited from God. Psalm 126. God deposited them to your care. Don't raise them for your hope and your glory. Say, well, I'm looking forward to the day one day they'll build me a house and I'll live on the my little cottage and they'll take care of me. That's not how it works. No. Parents, you take care of your kids. And even in death, there should be something left for your kids. Now, the Bible says this, and he said unto his disciples, there was a certain rich man. Stop attacking the rich people. Rich people pay more in taxes than anybody. And the Bible says he had a steward. This rich man had a steward, someone that worked for him. And the same was accused unto him, for he had wasted his goods. And we're going to cover these verses this week, verse by verse. And he called him and said unto him, how is it that I hear this of thee? Give an account of the stewardship. For 25 years, we had a big banner in the front of the old building over there inside in the auditorium, huge banner. And it said, give an account of the stewardship. I preached every January for 4 Sundays or 5 Sundays on a Sunday morning on stewardship. We had more adults saved in stewardship, those 4 or 5 Sundays that stayed with us than any other type of message. Why? Where your treasure is, your heart will be. Give an account of thy stewardship. And the steward said within himself, what shall I do? My Lord, take away the stewardship. I cannot dig or pay or beg. I'm ashamed. So today we look at verse 1. The steward, he was accused that he had wasted his goods. You know, today, and my challenge is to you, to each and every one of us, don't waste what God's given you. Don't waste your family. Don't waste your marriage. Don't waste your voice. Don't waste your hands. God gave builders and physical builders to build the temple. And God gave builders that they built by their house around that wall that came down in Nehemiah's day. Don't waste what God's given to you. Well, I'm tired. Well, the whole world is tired. Good night, great day in the morning. We're going to rest, Hebrews tells us, one of the days. But this is, yes, you're tired. Oh, I come home from work just tired. You're supposed to be tired. But this man wasted his goods. He had goods from another. They did not belong to him. They were his master's, the certain rich man. And he gave the rich man, gave his steward, and he entrusted him to care for his stewardship. Well, he wasted it. You're going to have a choice today. I'm going to have a choice. I can waste or I can invest what God has given to me. Whatever it might be, whatever. God gives you a mind, well, use it for his glory. God gives you a voice, use it for God. Feet, hands, heart, life, ability to earn money, whatever it is. And take the children that God invested your care and transfer them back to God. You have put the right things in. You've invested your time, your treasure, your prayers, your effort, your training. You've invested it. Give them back to God. Father, may we be good stewards of that which you have placed in our hand. May we not waste this day, is my prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College in Santa Clara, California. We invite you to join us each weekday. If you enjoy this broadcast, we would love to hear from you. Email us at revivaltime@nvbc.org. That was one word, revivaltime@nvbc.org. For archived broadcasts and many other resources, visit our website at nvbc.org. Once again, thank you for joining us today for Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.